just lying around shit!
Well, what the hell are we supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is! Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
Here's yet another thing that will never, ever be over.
Boom.
This is the Air Raid Podcast.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 57.
Woo!
What is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series.
Let's play some cards.
I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
I am dangerous.
And, yeah, this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Man, So, this is going to be, what, 2 days late?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
This episode. I was mulling over in my head whether or not I should just lie to you and tell you that the internet was down. Or should I rather, you know, keep up a good working relationship with you, the listeners, and tell you the truth. Well, I've decided to lie.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
The internet was down. Oh, shit. No, to tell you the truth, we had a, this weekend, it's been a great weekend. We had this last weekend the first annual podcast summit. The Grapes of Rad, Planned Brotherhood, Stack of Dimes, Sibling Rivalry were all in attendance. A couple people could not show up, but you know, that's okay. Hopefully we're going to be doing this every year. But I think next time what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get this whole thing ready before I go off to the lake and get totally shithoused.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
I'm going to have to do that because Yeah, I mean, this is just totally not working. I, like, threw my back out. Mairead's been laughing at me, like, the last day, telling me that I'm too old to do this kind of stuff. Still. And I'll tell you what, I feel very, very old. I literally threw my back out. I don't know how it happened, but I am so damn sore. I'm having trouble sitting up in this chair right now, and it's killing me. My back is killing me. This used to happen quite often, actually, and in the later years has become less and less a thing in my life. But yeah, sometimes, man. And see this? I'm yawning already. We're not even, 4 minutes into the show, I'm already yawning. Good Lord. Well, anyway, we've got a great show for you today. The Trailer Park Boys, Rob Wells, Mike Smith, and JP Tremblay, called in to the show on Friday morning, early Friday morning. They have this new show that's coming out, called the Drunken on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour. Because for those of you who didn't know, Trailer Park Boys is now over. Yeah, super, super cool dudes. And it was great to get to talk with them. The interview is a little bit scratchy because it was done over the cell phone. So, you know, bear with me on that. But it's definitely worth a listen. We're going to play that a little bit later for you. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode just because I am like 2 days late on this shit. And I want to get it out there. Also, I'm just not feeling that great, man. Like I was saying, my back hurts. I think I'm over the hangover. But I'm getting to that point in my life where it takes me a good 2 days to get over, to you know, get rid of all the juice, you know. It could, you know, have something to do with just drinking a little bit too much juice. But That remains to be seen. But yes, the podcast summit was a complete success. We had a great time. Everybody had a good time. Sean DeTore, Sean DeTore from the mixtape was up there. Forgot to say that. He actually hit me in the nuts and kind of hurt. I'm not going to lie. Felt like I was going to throw up about 1:30 in the morning. Went off without a hitch, and we all just had a fantastic, fantastic time. I did want to talk about something that's been weighing on me lately. Have you noticed wheat bread? Let's just get into that. Let's just jump right into it, shall we? Wheat bread. Wheat bread is the one of the only breads that has this sprinkling of like wheat husk or like oats on the top, you know. And really, that sprinkling, that stuff on the top of the bread, that adds nothing to the texture. It adds nothing to the flavor. It only shows you where you've been sitting eating the sandwich. That's the only thing that it's good for. It shows your significant other, somebody was eating a sandwich in this chair, or somebody was eating a sandwich right here on the couch, because there's that shit all over the fucking place. Now, any of you who has worked in like a bread making facility, can you email us or give us a call on our wonderful little voicemail line that I keep on forgetting to talk about? You email me, Aaron@air-raid.net, and let me know why they put that stuff on the top of the bread. Because I'm getting sick of it, man. Really. I mean, I take this stuff out of the bag, and I'm trying to, you know, make a sandwich and stuff, and it just gets crap all over the counter. Like, what? Come on. It adds nothing to the bread. It may look better, I guess. I don't know. But when you go to, like, a farmer's market and you buy, like, a loaf of bread that was, you know, like, I don't know, that was made by hand by somebody that's super, super good, it never has that stuff on the top, right? I never see it. Maybe the oats. I guess, damn it, there's the oats. I forgot about the oats. Shoot. Oh, well. We'll get to the bottom of this. Well, you can email me at Aaron@air-raid.net, or you can give us a call at this this great little phone number that we've got here that nobody's actually called yet. but I hope you guys do, because you know, I want to try using it. It's 609-232 boom. That's 609-232-2666. And yes, that is the mark of the beast, and you know, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. I know, and I can't change it now because it's already out there. It's already out there for people to consume. Anyway, that's what's been going on. I've been pissed off at bread. I've been drinking too much. Let's get to this. Let's get to this interview with Mike Smith, Rob Wells, and JP Tremblay, shall we? The Trailer Park Boys, the stars of the Trailer Park Boys movies and the show, now the stars of the Drunken on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour, which premiered on Friday, last Friday, on Canadian television. Now, they do talk a little bit about how we can find this here in the States. Our web guru, Sam Sohonis, apparently has already seen it. He found it by doing something. I don't know. I'm not going to say. But apparently, by doing something is the only way you can get it in the United States thus far. However, they did say in the interview that it will be available on iTunes, so we'll have to wait for that. In other news, our great friends Canon Canyon have a new record out that we did feature a little while back in another episode. And the record is finally finished. It's called Conducted by Thieves. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. So first, before we get to this interview, we're going to play this song called A Vague Speech. And when we come back from this song by Canon Canyon, we will be talking with Mike Smith, Rob Wells, J.P. Tremblay of the amazing Trailer Park Boys. Get it right. Oh, my God. I'm out of it. I you know what? I apologize for the crappiness of this episode. But you know what? This interview is going to make up for it. So here we go. Anyway, we're going to hear a vague speech first. Cannon Canyon, when we get back, we'll hear the interview. There you go. So now you gotta wait. Okay. Here it is. We'll be back in a moment. When you figure out the route for your drive, it's okay, I'm the past nearby. It's when tomorrow breaks up the clean slate I needed. You're listing off every little different reason. What went wrong last time? You heal fast when the aches are past and the won't feel you. Hold up your heart on mine. I'm listing off every little different reason why it'll work this time. So man, the sails have all blown. No more stars. Been delayed way too long. Let's talk about you and me again. All right, I have on the line here Rob Wells, Mike Smith, and John P. Tremblay. You may know them as the Trailer Park Boys, and they've got a new show that's airing tonight called the Drunk and on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, doing great, man.
And you, so the first thing that you guys asked me when you called in this morning is, am I hungover? And the answer was yes. So very good. Very good. Well done, sir.
Thank you, man. I can tell when someone's hungover. We're also very hungover. I'm not hungover because I'm still drunk.
Okay, good.
Because I'm pulling up a joint and I'm about to get stoned.
Oh, wonderful. So wonderful.
Yeah.
I know how it is. It's kind of, I mean, what time is it over there right now? It's 10 o'clock?
11:02.
Oh, okay. So you guys have this new show coming out. Why don't you explain it for us a little bit for our American ears?
Yes. It's called the Drunk and on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour. It's the three of us. We play pretty much all the characters on the show. Well, not all of them, but we play about 30, 35 of the characters on the show. A lot of prosthetic makeup and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's basically about us, you know, post Trailer Park Boys attempting to make a new show called the Happy Fun Time Hour, which is intended to be like a, you know, a pretty simple, lighthearted variety show, but hallucinogenic drugs get unleashed on the cast and crew and everybody starts tripping out and believing they're really the characters they were hired to play.
So who came up with this idea?
I did.
It's not Paul Trussman, that's me. I did.
I came up with about 80% of it. I'll give 20 to these guys.
Ah, fuck those guys.
100% of it.
Fuck those guys, man. Take all the credit.
Huh? What's that, man?
I said, fuck those guys. Take all the credit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real dispute over ownership here, like almost like to the degree of Facebook over who started this thing.
Because we were drunk and on drugs while writing the show, so it's hard to tell.
Everybody has different memories of who came up with it.
The truth is, we don't remember who came up with it.
So, have you guys known each other for a long time? Like, I mean, the Trailer Park Boys had a long run. Did you guys know each other before that whole thing started?
Yeah, we've known each other for about 15 years now.
Oh, really? And then how did were you guys, how did you guys get involved with comedy and doing the show?
We started out making short films for the local film festival and just really enjoyed making people laugh, and still can't believe we're making a living doing it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
my family, I grew up, this is Mike Duck, and I grew up, my family were all like circus performers and gypsies and shit. So I ended up just sort of, you know, traveling North America in a caravan with gypsies, and I ended up on a TV show.
I actually dated Mike's mother for about 2 months, and that's how I met Mike.
That's not true. He did not date my mother.
It wasn't really dating, it's just nasty things
going on. Just straight up fucking.
Thank God. And sucking.
Awesome. So you guys have known each other for a long time. Then you're obviously very comfortable with each other. I imagine that you're all in your underwear right now.
Yeah, we're all pretty comfortable with each other's moms too.
JP's got a little firefighter sitting on his lap right now, and he's stroking his hair, and the guy's got no clue. His name's Pico.
Oh, good.
His name's Pico Sanchez-Buda.
Oh, this interview is going off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Well, we started off right here at Air Raid. So you guys were in Washington recently for the Sasquatch Music Festival. And
yes.
You guys did a live show in character. Was that part of a tour that you guys did, or was that just kind of a one-time deal?
We were on a tour called the Drug High and Unemployed Tour.
Okay.
And we played the Sasquatch Festival. There was a bit of an incident. We played the side stage there, and we played it, you know, in the afternoon, and then we ended up we had a pretty nice tour bus, real big tour bus, and we installed a laser show on our tour bus, and we had a party after we played. We ended up just having a big party on the bus, and we didn't know it, but our lasers were shooting from our bus right onto the main stage while the headliner was on, and we were pretty fucked because nobody knew where the fuck these weird lasers were coming from. It was ruining their show.
Right.
It was destructive. So we want to apologize to them. We didn't mean to do that.
We don't have to apologize. It happened. It should have us.
Well, I guess.
Lighten up. Drink.
So our the guy who handles all of our web stuff is a huge fan of your guys's. And he's the one that kind of introduced me to Trailer Park Boys a couple years ago, and was the one to actually let me know about this new show that you guys got coming up that's airing tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah. Premieres tonight in Canada.
Nice. On the Action Network.
Yeah. 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Awesome. So this guy Sam. Kind of sent me a bunch of questions here, and he had one thing that I thought was pretty interesting about Mike. You used to be in a band, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So what did you play?
I played guitar and sang harmonies and shit in a band called Sandbox. Back in the mid to late 90s. Where are you at, in Seattle?
We're in Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, we played in Seattle, too, back in the late 90s.
Oh, so you guys went on tour and did the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, we were signed to EMI, and we toured for about 4 years.
No shit. Did you ever go on tour with Anvil?
Not with Anvil, no. We were we weren't quite as heavy as Anvil, for sure. They probably would have beat the fuck out of us back then.
So what was it like then, being a musician, getting to play out some sick little fantasy with Alex Lifeson of Rush on your show?
Oh, amazing. Al, you know, came and did the show with us in season 3, and then we all became good buddies with him, and you know, when we go to Toronto, sometimes we go to Al's house and, you know, just put on wigs and fake teeth and fucking laugh our heads off and get stoned.
But I'm looking mostly dating Al Lifeson for about 3 months.
That's not true.
So what's this feel like, you guys? You already kind of touched on it a little bit. Like, you just can't believe that this is what you do for a living.
Yeah, it's It's pretty awesome. I definitely never thought I'd be doing this, making a living. So it's just great. We love making people laugh, and hopefully we can do it forever.
Yeah.
But for what? God, work, man. It's fucking killing us. But it's been so far. Yeah, we work really fucking hard from about 11 in the morning till 1.
In the afternoon, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
We put in a couple hours a day, like hardcore. But then we have to get drunk and high and brainstorm for most of the night. That really takes a toll on us as well. You
know? I can imagine. I can imagine. It just sounds like just a shitty existence.
No, it's not very good. We're getting through it.
Are you guys the writer? You guys are obviously the writers of the show then?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Writers, actors, producers. Fluffers.
JP's trying to get Pico on the team, but I'm not letting Pico on.
And you do your own fluffing.
Rob does the fluffing. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
They fluff each other. I'm not involved in that.
That is not true. There's no fluffing going on. I don't know how that.
Well, we're not. I'm not trying to start any rumors here. I don't consider myself a rumor mill. Okay. Now you guys have got some pretty big names, as supporting cast on this new show, Baruchel. How the fuck do you say that guy's name? Baruchel.
His name's pronounced Jay Baruchel.
Baruchel. Okay. Okay. And he's big in kind of the Judd Apatow scene.
Yeah. He's a good Canadian kid from Montreal. And he's, he's part of that whole group that sort of came up, and he's, doing very well in the U.S., and he obviously we couldn't fucking pay him anywhere near what he's used to getting, and he didn't give a fuck. He just came and played two characters on the show and had a blast, and we were lucky to have him.
Right on. And did you guys know him before you guys got things started, or you just... put out the feelers and got him on?
He actually contacted me through a mutual friend, a sound mixer that I know that was mixing Sorcerer's Apprentice when he was shooting it.
Oh, cool.
And Jay found out this guy knew me and asked if he could email me, and then he asked if he could come watch us make the show, and we just told him to be on the show.
Nice. And you also have Amy Sedaris, right?
She was fantastic. Yeah, for anybody that knows Strangers with Candy, she's brilliant. So we're really happy and lucky to work with her.
Yeah, yeah. And what's that like? I mean, is she kind of always in character?
To some extent, I guess.
Yeah, she's pretty, she's never boring, that's for sure.
Hot.
And totally hot, right?
She is hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredibly hot.
That was... So, you guys are over in Halifax. Is this where you guys all live?
Yeah, live in Halifax. Actually, Dartmouth and Cole Harbour. Nobody knows where that is. Lake Echo. Just one thing, man. It's where we live, man. Fuck.
JP's address? I'll give you JP's address and home number if you want it.
No, just his mother's address. That'd be fine.
Whoa.
She's sticky, man. Yeah, but...
and so...
Okay. You're from a small town, buddy. You're mama. She knows everybody.
So... So back to Trailer Park Boys, if we could, really quick.
All right.
So, were you guys the head writers of that show as well?
We were the writers, and then there was one head writer.
The head writer wasn't us.
And was that was that Mike Clattenburg that did some of the writing?
Yeah.
How did you guys? How did you guys get involved with Mike?
Rob and I created the show with him, and Mike came on board. He was the sound guy for the black and white feature we did way back in 1999. And then Barry Dunn I guess, got it on the air, the showcase.
And how do you go about getting something like that on the air? Because it just blows my mind that like, you know, with I don't know, it's like it's vulgar humor, you know? Like how do you get something like that on an actual TV station nowadays?
Well, to be completely truthful, it was the right place, right time. The show was very, very cheap to make, and the channel was just starting at the time. I needed original content, so luckily they let us go on pretty much as is. At the time, their television was a little worse. We were allowed to swear and show all the craziness, and it was a great place, right time, I think, more than anything.
Right.
Plus, I think the network needs to get something from the East Coast. They needed some East Coast content or something on the network.
Yeah, and I want to do with that. GP, they were a little intimidated by him with his muscles and stuff, so I think that's why we got him.
I think I would be too. If I worked at the station, I would just push it right through. If I saw JP coming,
JP spending a weekend in Atlantic City with one of the execs was probably pretty helpful too.
And he hasn't told us one iota of what went down that weekend.
Well, Monday morning the deal was signed. The guy's name was Gary. Bye.
So did you guys ever run into trouble with down here in the States, we have, you know, the FCC that, you know, puts a stick up anybody's ass when they say a swear word, you know. Did you guys have any trouble with Canadian networks up there?
No, it was okay on Showcase. They had a thing called Fuck Per Minute. So we had to try to keep it down to something like, what was it? I know it was quite high. We were at 14 or 17 bucks per minute on show.
Really?
So we had to keep that down. But as a result of that, we're starting a new channel, our own channel called SwearNet, where you're just allowed to fucking talk freely the way, because everybody in the world swears, but you're not allowed to do it for some reason on TV.
Right, right.
So SwearNet is going to give a home to all those shows and movies and any kind of programming that can't find a home because they fucking talk real.
Nice. You're serious about this? That you guys are going to try to start your own channel?
I am serious. It's called SwearNet, and we're going to start. We're in the process of getting it up on its feet right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And is the site still kind of under construction, or can we check that out on the web?
No, it's we're actually shooting. We're just trying to accumulate enough content to sort of do a little bit of a launch, and then we'll always be adding content. I mean, our ultimate fantasy and goal in life is to have, you know, obviously it'll start out internet based at first, but we'd love to have home on a fucking network somewhere with the channel SwearNet.
Right on, right on. I'll have to check that out. You guys let us know when that finally, what do you call that, a soft launch?
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, man. Yeah, a flaccid launch.
Yeah, a flaccid launch.
So you guys are having some sort of big big party tonight for the premiere. And you've got a bunch of fans that are coming to this thing too, right? I don't know, is the Facebook page, is that like an official thing?
It is an official thing, and we held a little contest. Like, it's at a bar called Bubba Ray's, and it holds about 600 people. We've got about 200 cast and crew, and then we needed, you know, we wanted to give the other 400 spots away. So we held a little contest on our Facebook page where people could print off a sign that says, I'm going to be drunken on drugs on Friday night.
Nice.
And anybody that put it off and took a picture of themselves and put it on our Facebook page got tickets to the show. So
we actually have a breathalyzer and a piss test at the door. So if you're not drunk on drugs, you can't get in.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, breathalyzer. I mean, if you can blow zero on the breathalyzer, but you got to score high on the piss test.
On the piss test, yeah.
You gotta be one or the other or both.
Your pupils have to be super dilated to get in the door.
Yeah, no, if you score high on both, you get in the VIP room.
Oh, wonderful. You get a stripper right on your lap. So do you guys ever worry about that? I mean, you guys got to be to a point now in your lives, in your professional careers, where you get some, you know, you get some crazies that, that come out of the woodwork.
Big time, yeah.
Damn right.
Big time. I live on a lake, and I had a guy try to shoot himself out of a cannon into my yard.
No way.
Yeah, like he was he part of the, you know, when they shoot people out of cannons at the circus.
Yeah, yeah.
He bought one. He had one of these cannons from an old Burnham and Bailey's fucking circus, and he tried to shoot himself into my yard, and he fucking blew his legs off.
What? No.
I just made that up.
Okay.
Fucking
high. But do you guys ever have to deal with that kind of stuff though? Now that you've reached, you know, this point in your life.
That's pretty crazy. For the most part, fans are awesome, but you do meet a few crazies here and there.
Yeah. I actually did have one complete fucking nut job come up to me in Toronto at a bar, and he started trying to make small talk, and he said, "Hey, you're pretty famous. Hey, you think you're pretty famous?" And I was like, "No, I'm just fucking drinking, minding my own business, actually, dickhead." And, he told me he was going to be more famous than me, and he, you know, baited me into this conversation, and I finally asked him how he was going to be more famous than me. And he looked me right in the eye, and he said, "I'm going to be the guy that kills Bubbles."
Oh, shit.
I almost fucking shit myself, and then I had him thrown out. Wow. That's true.
Oh, my God. See, I don't know. I don't know how I would handle something like that.
Yeah, I was looking for him to smile and say he was joking, but it never happened, so I just had him thrown out.
Oh, my.
You should have beat the shit out of him, Mike.
He was a big fucking, like a big mice and men looking guy. I couldn't beat him. I
should have touched him with his bathing suit covers.
I did.
He just wanted to touch something soft. That's all.
Maybe.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for calling in. You know, it's about 7 o'clock in the morning over here in Seattle. I had to wake up super early. And yes, I was a bit hungover, but you guys made me feel better. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you,
man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure talking with you. And the Drunken on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour premieres tonight. On the Action, what is it, the network, or is it Action Channel?
One of those.
One of the two. All right. And at 9 p.m. Eastern. And how many episodes do you guys have?
It's a six-part series.
Six-part series.
You need to watch them times each, man.
And for the American listeners here, can we catch it? Can we get the episodes online after they air?
It'll be on iTunes soon. We're desperately working to get it down there in as many forms as we can. So just keep an eye out, and we'll. I mean, the minute we do, we'll make it known for sure.
Excellent.
He's going
excellent.
To a couple of big network execs this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to go back down there with Gary, right?
He's got four different networks, four heads of them: Gary, Billy, Johnny, and Max, and they're all going to Vegas for a big fucking blowout.
Fucking assholes.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure, and best of luck with the premiere tonight. And don't get too drunk, okay?
No, I've been with the whole Mets boat, man, getting too drunk.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Bye. Lips and swings on the helicopter cheese. All the way I'm skipping stone to bones. The lessons in the trees. To question everything that you thought could never be. Break the mold and dive into our All right, we are back. And that was Helicopter Beach by Cannon Canyon off their new album, Conducted by Thieves, where you actually can't get it yet. You cannot get this album yet, but we will let you know when you can and where you can. But you can go to Cannon Canyon's Facebook page and like them, send them messages that way. So I urge you guys to do that. Well, there you have it, folks. That was our interview with J.P. Tremblay, Rob Wells, Mike Smith, the original Trailer Park Boys. I can't wait to see this new show that they were telling us about, the Drunken on Drugs Happy Fun Time Hour. For our Canadian listeners, you can find that on the Action Network, I believe on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. For our American listeners, like they said, it'll probably be up on iTunes soon. So hopefully we'll all get to check it out, because it sounds insane. It sounds just totally insane. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Once again, I am so sorry. Shorter episode, not really that well put together. I feel really bad about this, and I promise I'm going to make it up to you next week. Remember, guys, you can find us at air-raid.net. Also on Facebook, please like us. Come to the Facebook page and like us at air-raid-net or air-raid.net. Got a whole bunch of other stuff. Let's do the plug thing, and then we'll just end it. We'll just call it a day, because I need to get this show posted. You need to hear it, and I need to lay down and, you know, nurse my back to health. But yes, please go to our iTunes page. Leave us a review, you know, leave us a star rating. We always really appreciate that stuff, and it does really help out in the long run, since now we are part of this this Noisebeam network. That's it. That's you know what? That's it. That is it. I am done. God. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to go out this week with another Cannon Canyon song off of their new album, Conducted by Thieves. Let's do this one. It's kind of a happier one. The All You Get. More upbeat, I should say. But we played this one a little while ago as well. And it's a very good song. I think you guys will enjoy it. This is The All You Get. This is Cannon Canyon off their new album, Conducted by Thieves. And this has been the Air Raid Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week.